and forever, and that the Holy Father Mahaprabhu protects them. And there is respect to my most ability, most determination, that none will be able to convert me to any other place than that of Mahaprabhu. Go, still I stick from my future life. Any longer. Almost finished this life. Keeping strictly in the faith of Mahaprabhu. 86 years finished almost. Only a few days left. Mahaprabhu was 410 years.
Did our Srila Prabhupada come to you first for sannyas? Did he approach you first?
Who?
Our Swami Maharaj, our Prabhupada. Did he approach you for sannyas, or was that first occasion?
I can't recollect it definitely, but some say he did not perhaps proposed practically, but he might have come with that purpose, but apprehended something, because before that, Sakhi Babu came to take Babaji Desh from me.
Oh, Sakhi Charan.
Sakhi Charan. But I refused. I told, he lived here for some time, and at that time I was living in the heart. And no latrine, no bathroom, all these things. And there was a pitch and the two pieces of wood given there, and some surrounding thing, and we used that as latrine. Two quarters from this well. And he slipped there and got injured. An old man and fatty body, and got some fever. And he asked me, "Don't inform my family." I told, "I can't. Your life is valuable. So money, so. The family is also very submissive to you, and here no nursing, no treatment. How you can?" He said, "No, I have come. I have left my family for, and I have come to remain permanently in the mortar. I won't go back. No." But I did not doubt that your life is valuable. You have done so many services in Bhajamandal and Gaurmandal, Prabhupada, etc. And more you will do if you did more. I won't allow you to take Babaji Desh and remain here and undergo so many penances, life full of penances. He was really mortified. I informed his family and they came and took him. And many came to take sannyas from me, but I didn't give consent, but gave sannyas to them. So many of my godfathers. So perhaps he came here with that motive and hesitated to put it before me. And then this family comes to have the business or this, maybe he may think something. I don't think that he put it to me practically. But I am told that he came with that view, and perhaps he had some conversation with me and asked whether he would take sannyas or not, and what I don't remember what I said. Then I heard once that he took sannyas in Mathura from Kesava Maharaj, and Kesava Maharaj himself, he took sannyas from me. First, Goswami Maharaj, the founder of Gauriya Sangha, he took sannyas from me. And the third sannyas from me took that Kesava Maharaj. And there are many, many big men came to take sannyas from me, but my conscience did not allow to give sannyas to them. I don't know. At least consciously I refused him, I can't remember. I think I didn't. But he might have supposed conjecture that I may not be in favor of his sannyas life under that circumstances. He might have supposed like that. Oh, yes. Please. Krishna, Krishna, Hari Ram.
Sakya Charan stay here for how long?
The
Sakya Charan?
Yes.
But will he stay here how many days? How many months?
He?
Yes. He was here how long? Sakya Charan?
2-3 months perhaps.
Oh. I saw his samadhi in Vrindavan.
Yes, in the Radha Raman Gela.
Yeah.
That is a very, that was above impertinence. And both for the Goswami, the proprietor, the present owner, and also for the for his sons. By money, by bribe, they put in just Miyarup Goswami.
Yes.
And Jiva Goswami could not allow that. His own samadhi is there, yes, he has respect for Rupa Goswami, his Gurudev.
His
samadhi is alone.
Mm.
And so many Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami, all outside this side.
Mm.
And this man managed to pay some money and put the samadhi of Sri Jagat in along with Rupa Goswami.
And Bhugarbha Goswami.
That is anti Jiva Goswami. They are done against the will of Jiva Goswami. I am a peculiar man. I don't think that they have done right. They have done wrong. Sri Jagan was not a devotee of that type, of Rupa Goswami type. Kaviraj Goswami and Jiva Goswami, they are outside. And they ventured there. The man was bribed, and his son was inconsiderate, so the position was selected near Rupa Goswami. That had been done wrong, according to me. And impertinence. And that is offense.
That is.
I have got that peculiar mentality here also. Kesava Maharaj put Vaishnava on the house on the gate.
Yes.
That is very impertinent. Yeah?
Mm.
The Vaishnava put on the gate like a doorkeeper. What is this? They should be worshipped. That is which we have learned from our Prabhupada. Tasmai deyam tatu glajyam sacha pujyo jata jam. Who we consider to be Vaishnava, they should be worshipped like him. Sometimes in more important than him, he said. And we put them as gatekeepers. What is this?
Therefore your name comes Bhatirakak.
Unavoidable. There are infinite classes of species there, and according to karma, jeev has to, soul has to wander in the different stages of life. So many trees, creatures, stones, then insects, worms, birds, so many things, infinite. And according to karma, we have to wander through them. This is the basis of general knowledge. And to acquire a human birth, that is a great thing, very rare opportunity. And within that, again, the company of a real sadhu. Sadhu means who is after eternity, who lives in the eternity, Vaikuntha, sadhu. There are so many sadhus, though they have taken the dress of a sadhu, but deals with mundane affairs. Oh, you want the disease should be removed, take this medicine, take. The disease will be removed. You are suffering from the attack of a bad planet. Oh, I am giving this cover. It will be changed. In this way, taking the robe of a sadhu, but they are dealing engaged in mundane achievements. They are not sadhu proper. Sadhu sat. Sat means which is eternal. Avanma bhavana bhuvana loka punaravartinochana. After Brahmalok, that is only being dissolved and creation and dissolution. Passing through creation and dissolution. And the world which is above creation and dissolution, eternal. A Panapaita sadhu is engaged, has got engagement with that plane. Jatgatta no nivartante tad dhāma paramo. That is my sweet abode. If one can enter there, they had not to get away from that position. That is very beautiful and very sweet place. Those that are that has got liking for me, and they come to live in that plane. And others, they are moving, going up, down. Brahma bhuvanalo. Brahma means the tarastha, that margin. Which is created by aparashakti. And those jiva that unfortunately enter there under the clutches of that influence of exploitation, they are exploited, and then they are exploited. In this way, they are moving, going up and down. So, only in human form it is possible to get out of this vicious circle. And so, when one attains this human species, he should not have any other business but only to try to get out of this entanglement. That is the most intelligent and considerate step to take in his life. And to promote that, only that company, favorable company is necessary. Favorable, it is a general reason that to nurture a newly acquired thing. When the plant is, when a seed is planted, then some watering and the other. Savan kirtan jale kare esechan, to know more about the nurturing of the creeper. Savan kirtan jale. To listen and to reproduce. Kirtan means to reproduce. When we are engaged in reproduction, there we cannot but be all attention, because we cannot speak anomaly, irrelevant. So we, consciously or unconsciously, we must have to be all of eternal character, not lip-tip sound. Lip-tip sound, that the originating from the pressure of the flesh or any other thing in the material world. Sound must be traced as its basis, foundation, as spiritual. The inspiration must come. The weave must start from a spiritual plane. So depth the sound must have, and we have to get that from Gurudev, and then to go on cultivating that sound, not with the help of the mind or the body, but the real culture within the soul through faith. Shraddha. Shraddha grajyam. Only our faith can touch that world. Avang manusha gojara. Beyond the jurisdiction of our mental thinking, or our eyes or any senses, ears, senses. But shraddha grajya, only our faith. You see, everybody, mostly they have got their ear, their eye. But they have no faith in the Srimurti or in the divine name. So it is beyond the area, the jurisdiction of our physical senses. We can easily imagine. So one who has got faith, he runs after the sound of Kirtan, Krishna Nam, or the Sivigraha Krishna. It is the faith within that asserts through the sound, through the senses. But it is not within the jurisdiction of our eye or ear or something like that. The interest in the depth beyond the realm of the jurisdiction of the eye, nose, ear, etc. Even the mind. Everyone has got a mind, but they are not running to see Srimurti. Everyone has got eye, but Mahaprabhu, when he's visualizing Jagannatham, tears running like river current from his eyes. Who seeing Jagannatham? Only the eye. No. Then eye we have got, but not so much tears. Why? So, the seer is the faith, the Atma, whose function is faith. Faith is resting with soul, a soul's function, and not mind or reason. Reason is, there are so many materials in the mind, and the reason plays the part of a judge within his jurisdiction, that is supplied by the mind. Experience, the world of experience. There he can pass, judge what is good or bad, that things, that is mundane reason acting in the mundane relativity. So buddhi, it is beyond that, on the faith, shraddha. When that is within us, we run to a sadhu. We are pleased to see a sadhu. We are pleased to see the Jiti, we are pleased to hear the chanting of the name. That is a deep feeling within us, and not our external senses. So, the main culture must be within, and with the help of the sadhus, who has got his faith sufficiently awakened in him. Only his company will help me. So, however that will be available, money is necessary, and we run to America, to England, to Iran, to acquire money, to earn money. So also here, spiritual progress is necessary. However it will be found, I must run there to get that, to acquire that. A simple thing. Because it is there. Anyhow, I want that thing. So I must have to go to that place where it will be found in opulence. It is dire necessity for me. So, how externally I am posed, my position is, however, it will be, the company of sadhu will be available, adan pradan, gujjam akhyati prichati, satsanga. Generally in these six ways we can make sangha. Dadati patigirnati, to give something for the service of a sadhu and to take his prasadam, whatever he gives, to take, accept that, to give and to take. Dadati patigirnati, gujjam akhyati prichati. And the feelings of one's innermost heart, the feeling that should be conveyed to the sadhu, yet my feeling is now such and such. And prichati, and he will, gujjam akhyati prichati, and also he will ask and put questions, what will be necessary for me, for my good in this stage, please advise. Gujjam akhyati prichati, and bhukti bhojayati jaiva, and to help to serve sadhu in his feeding, in his life going, what is necessary to keep up his life, to supply that, and bhojayati jaiva, and to get the remnants from him, and thereby to continue one's life. In these six ways, generally, we, the company, the association with the sadhu, outside or akal. Sadhu sangha. Give and take internally. Internally, externally, however be my position, to give and take. By taking we get higher things from him, and the raw materials we supply, and we get ready-made things from him. In this way I can improve my position. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Sansarismin khanadhopi satsanga sivadhinam. Even for a moment, we get the real association of a sadhu that may turn the direction of one's life. Sivadhi mahamullavan, a very valuable gem, adhusanga. That is very valuable help we can get. What he gives, that is far more valuable than anything in this world. Anything. This is all mortal. This has got the gem, diamond, or money, or any type kingdom, it is not valuable to all. Maybe to a valuable to a particular class of human thought, thinking, particular class. There are so many things in the creation which is nothing to them. Nothing to them. So it has got no general value. But that is anandam, sukh, sundarji, sundarji, sweetness, that has got a general value. It may be, it is necessary, even the tree, even the creeper, even the stone, in whatever position the seeker may be, if he gets it, he will be highly satisfied in that general anandam, sukh, happiness. Dasmin prapti sarvamidam praptam bhavati. Jam labdha chavaram lagam manyati nadhi. If we get a little of that, we think that no other thing but this can satisfy me. This is the thing for which I am striving so much, life together. Now I have found the object of my search. Higher things could be get only with the connection of service, by offering ourselves. And who you were, have to come to the association of the things of lower nature. But if we want the association of things of higher type, then we must offer ourselves for the service of that same. This broad thought we must keep always in mind. That cannot be utilized like a servant to me, but I shall offer to be a servant of him if I really want his association. Only through service I can be connected with him for interest. For his interest I shall work. And his interest will be valuable than that of mine. He was living a higher life. So, Jivir Sarupaya Krishna Nityada. So it is our fortune that we, in our constitutional position, we have got a position of slave to Krishna. Slavery. The freedom, the field will be astounded to hear the word slavery. Slavery, a hateful thing, slavery. But Krishna is such that slavery is the highest attainment for us in his relation. That is not easy to be got. Necessity of variety of service, but his connection should never be cut off. Whatever should be done in his connection, whether it may be in the form of love or rapture, love and rapture must be on his account. Hanumanji is devastating Lanka and putting it on fire. Apparently it is a very cruel deed, but it has got connection with the absolute necessity. So it is laudable. It is laudable. We have to understand how. This is not the party. Those that are being disturbed by such action of cruelty, they cannot stand as a party against the absolute. So they would also be benefited if they are cruelly treated. Those that are cruelly treated for the service of the absolute, they are also getting some benefit thereby. Absolute is so perfect and so full in its characteristic. Absolute good. So, both love and rapture, whatever may be the outward appearance of the work, but if it has got real connection with the Absolute, it is the good. Anyway, we must be connected with Him. Connected with Him, with the Absolute Center. Absolute Center. We must carry out the orders of the Absolute Plane, the Wave. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Live in the eternity. Always live in the eternity. Not any connection with the limited idea or fulfillment of life. And there you will be able to find that this, that the conception of the center is that of Krishna, the absolute love, purity, knowledge, love, everything is there. Beauty there. Satisfaction. And His paraphernalia also is very wholesome. And favorable. Eager to take us, to help us. All desirable things to be had there in Goloka. And still it is like mundane outward similarity. Rather, this world has been created after the ideal of that highest thing. So, it is said somewhere, Krishna jataka kala sarvottama narlila narubhupudhara saru. Of all the pastimes of Krishna, this human class of pastimes is the highest. Because human beings have been created after the ideal of Krishna, that is eternal, and this is subordinate and subservient, and this is original. Not that that has been created after the ideal of this, but man has been created after that ideal. So it is, it holds a advantageous position. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Yoga Maya also sometimes control Krishna, just like Radha Rani control Krishna.
Yoga Maya position to manage the environment so that it will produce some favorable paraphernalia for the pastimes of the divinity. It is managed by Baladeva. Baladeva's potency is Yoga Maya. And handles directly to manage the environment for the pastimes of Krishna, to produce a favorable atmosphere. So, for the interest of Krishna, but apparently it may seem that it has got, it is independent. But really, all her attempts are actuated by the motive of pleasing, creating a favorable atmosphere for the pastimes of Krishna. That way. Yoga Maya. yogamaya sometimes to please, to intensify their bliss, as if sometimes she has to create a separation of both the parties, to create more earnestness. So apparently it may seem that it is going against the will of Krishna, but really it is whatever she is planning, that is for the gratification of Krishna and nothing else. That is yogamaya. And generally under the direction of Baladeva, from handle from behind.
Is there a personality of yogamaya?
Huh?
Personality of yogamaya?
Yes. Personality. Baladeva's potency. Baladeva also meant to the Swayam Bhagavan, Swayam Rup, Swayam Prakash, Vaibhava Prakash Baladeva, the facsimile of Krishna, meant to help the pastimes of the highest wisdom, highest wisdom. Just as a manager is created by the proprietor to help his activity. His power, the whole power is with the proprietor. But proprietor delegates his power to the manager, to the Gram, to the Prime Minister or someone, to help him in different form. So, Krishna, Baladeva is nothing but Krishna. Krishna's delegated power of less authority than that of Krishna, but meant to help the leader of Krishna first, management. And Yogamaya is the potency, direct potency of Baladeva. Because to handle with the other potencies, so feminine form was necessary. Mainly to handle with the Madhura Rasa. They are all of lady temperament. So Yogamaya has the potency of Baladeva, of lady temperament to help to manage them befitting the Yogamaya. Yogamaya. He's joining everything towards Krishna, supplying everything towards Krishna. And Mahamaya is taking everything, in-carrying current and out-carrying current. Yogamaya is in-carrying current, taking everything, pushing everything to the center. The central satisfaction, the central joy, or ecstasy, whatever we may call it, is always trying towards them, to contribute towards the center. And Mahamaya taking away from the center. Okay? Please go.
Nothing should be left there. The whole world should be left just to me. Totality and war.
I'm sure with your blessing, I think it is possible.
To capture all of the centers of the universe. To the side of Krishna. Let us feast. So long. sense they It is meant to help perfect liberation. Dharma, duty has been fixed to be discharged in such a way that automatically it leads to our liberation proper. Dharmasya jhapavarka. No arthaya upakalpati. But it is being misused for some other purpose. What is that? It is misused to earn maximum money. Duty has been arranged in such a way that we can earn maximum money. Artha. What is artha? To acquire some energy, to store some energy. Whenever necessary, I can convert into sense pleasure. That is artha. So, duty should be arranged in such a way that it can work out liberation, get out of this entanglement. So, Shastra has ordained in such a way our duty, but we don't do that. We misuse it for the purpose of collecting material energy. Dharma, artha, kam, moksha. The fourfold ends of life, we find it in our society. Dharma, artha, kam, moksha. Dharmasya jhapavargasya nathartho yopakalpate. Nathasya dharmaikantasya kamo labhayeshnida. And nathasya dharmaikantasya. The money, the stored energy, that has been advised to use, to be used to help to discharge our duty, not to purchase maximum sense pleasure. Artha it is there, true. But artha is meant, artha should be utilized only to help our duty and not for sense pleasure. Dharma, artha, kam. Tattasya, dharmai kam tasya. The only end, only object of our money would be, energy would be to help to discharge our duty. This is the dictation of the scripture, but we don't do that. Then there is another thing. Nathasya dharmaikantasya kamu labhaya. Kamusya no indriya priti labhu jibetu jabata. Dharmartha kam. What is the purpose of kam? Which has been given to us by the Shastra, dharmartha kam. This is also a particular end. But each object should be to receive the help of the material energy through our senses as much as it will keep my health fit. Kamasya no indriya priti. The object must not be sense pleasure. Kama means viṣaya śikāra, our connection with the material object through our senses. But only to keep up this body fit. That's what the object of kama means, our acceptance of the material energy through the senses.
That is the object. But not in the priti, not sense pleasure. But we approach things through the senses only to enjoy sense pleasure. But that is not the purpose of the Shastra, scripture, spiritual dictation. Kaam means sense pleasure, not sense pleasure, but our connection to accept the help from the material world through our senses to keep our body fit. And with our good health we shall earn money. The money should be utilized to discharge our duty, and the duty should be fixed in such a way that it can get us work, relief for us from the present purpose. Dhammasya pe dhammasya jhapavarkasya nathartaya upakalpati nathasya dharmaikantasya kamo labhaya isyata kamasya no indriya priti labho jiveta javata dharmasya dharmasya jivasya tattva jigyasa nathu jastriya karmatri. And we must draw help from the external world through the senses to keep our